The ambitious developments of Brunswick and Kemp Town became surrounded by typical two-up, two-down terrace designs, so characteristic of many industrial Victorian towns. This housing was built to provide high-density accommodation for the working class, the plan being to pack as many dwellings into the space as possible. In some areas of central Brighton and Hanover, these terraces became so dilapidated they were declared slum dwellings and were ultimately demolished. In 1958, the centre of Brighton changed dramatically. Narrow streets full of tightly packed terraces were demolished as part of a slum clearance scheme. The Churchill Centre was built where these communities once thrived. Whilst conditions were not always easy, there was camaraderie between neighbours and a deep-rooted sense of identity and community. Lost to the clearance scheme were Russell Street and Artillery Street, both destroyed.
The houses were strange in Artillery Street, tall, dim and smelly, all slums. My mum used to get welfare because my dad didn't work much. On Mondays it used to be, here's your father's suit, go up the pawn shop. Or, take the sheets off the bed, wash them and take them along to uncle's, get a few bob till the end of the week, which I did quite often. It was scrimp and scrape, and we were always on the move, from one slummy house to another. It wasn't a case of phoning up for a removal van. We had to hire a barrow, and I used to love piling everything on the barrow and helping to push it through the streets. We had bugs and had to be fumigated, which left a terrible smell that took ages to go. When we came back, all those bugs were lying on the floor. I thought they were ladybirds. It's a shame, really, they're not there anymore. Nearly every street I lived in Brighton has gone. Although they were slum areas, they were happy areas. You hear lots of people say, in those days you could go out and leave your front and back door open, and nobody would go in. If anyone did call in, it was to say hello, or can I help you, or I've got the kettle on.
Continue east along the front of the Churchill Square shopping centre and walk down the steps into Cranbourne Street.